Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com. And we don't want to be those that kind of parents, so we've been doing a bit of lecturing lately and a bit more disciplining than we'd like to be doing. But I saw the title of this book, and I thought, you know, making virtues, love, and laughter a daily part of your family life. Did you and your husband naturally come about this, or did you find that you were starting to do more lecturing than laughing yourself?
You got it. I think what I envisioned was this exact house that would just be joy and laughter and grace and just beautiful. And then I had kids and I thought, oh no, I just hope that they don't go to jail and that they graduate. And it's just different once you have them. And, you know, I started realizing, especially once we tried 3 years ago, I was really wanting them to serve as little kids. I thought they've got to get this in their heart where we're not just writing the checks on generosity, that they're getting their hands and feet in the game and their minds and their hearts. And so we started that initiative and I saw it take off. I saw them writing the posters and them taping it to the trash can with me to say, thank you for bringing our trash to us and picking up our trash all year long. We are so grateful. And they loved it. And then we said, okay, now sneak over to the neighbors and pick a neighbor. Now you write with the chalk, thank you for being a great neighbor. Now sneak over. We're going to go thank, you know, the people at Chick-fil-A. And it became this adventure for them and less about this lecture at the table that you guys have everything in the world. You need to be more generous kids. And that one moment and that Christmas just captured something in my heart that thought, those lectures aren't going to go away, and we certainly still have them in our home. But what if we flipped the table and thought more about how we bring them into the goodness, almost like taste and see that the Lord is good, and that they get it like, I like that. I like the feeling of that, and that they enjoy it. And so I don't want to set your expectations that your kids are going to all of a sudden be skipping through the house and doing their chores, you know, with glee. They might. But, you know, each chapter has a different virtue. There's 12 virtues, and there's 12 family fun activities. And for the person that's not, you know, skipping along, singing, and has headgear on like me, there's ideas in there for you too to say, we're not totally wired like the DeFeo family, but this is kind of a conversation starter. How would we do this with our boys? How would we do this with the ages of our kids? And just try, don't change the virtues or what's in the Bible, because that's timeless, but maybe how we're going about it might look a little bit different, a little more joyful.
Now, I mentioned Lisa Turkhurst, president of Proverbs 31. Here's what she says about your book. I love Courtney's fun, practical ways to connect our kids with biblical truth while making family memories. An amazing resource. That's actually an amazing endorsement, because I'm guessing Lisa Turkhurst doesn't give that many endorsements. That means she liked it.
I was really grateful for that, because I respect her a ton, and I was really thankful for that, because I know that she's one of her word, and she wouldn't have put that if she hadn't have read it, and so it meant a lot, for sure.
Okay, the first chapter of the book is called Joy, When the Reality of Life Meets a Heart of Gladness. Let's dive into that a bit.
Sure. Yeah, I think this month is, it's all about just looking and observing. The activity is about being a field scientist and how do we get our kids to kind of observe the public at large. And I think the interesting part is people assume that I am the most joyful, the happiest, the coolest mom on the planet. And I confess in there that I'm actually not the happiest parent. My husband is the joyful one, and I'm the grumpy one that wakes up in the morning. So I have to learn, how do you break that mood? Because I think women and moms are most often the chief mood officer of the home. And we can just wake up grumpy or something, they might demand their waffles a different way, and we're just mad. And so we actually start this cycle of once mom's mad, everybody's mad. And so we have to like consciously, and I have to say, all right, I got to break this cycle, and I give some ideas on there, easy ideas in there about how we can break that mood cycle. And then the chapter activity in there is how do we go about just observing joyful people? And is it just happiness, or is it true joy from the Lord? And you notice there's people at Hobby Lobby that are doing their job with joy. And it's like, what is it with them? Why? They have mean customers all day, but they're just happy in who they are. or is there a teacher that she's been working 45 years and she's just joyful? And so we start this activity that we're almost going to just be like scientists out in the field in our community, and we're going to observe all month long. And I suggest January, but you can pick any month of the year, or you could pick a week and just say, now let's come together as a family and talk about that, and what does that look like? And even get real as a family and say, you know, Mom is grumpy sometimes, and I'm really sorry about that, and I'm going to do a better job to say I'm joyful just because God made us and because we have eternal life and because we have food, and there's so much to be joyful about.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.